Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Katie Williams, and I am been in Fort McMurray since I was 12 years old.
Okay.
Just kind of grew up here. I'm from New Brunswick originally.
Okay.
And I love music, and it's kind of my thing. I love to write. I'm a bookkeeper by day, and I do music and write songs, and
cool.
Whole life, really.
Okay. Yeah. So it's been a part of your whole life. You've been writing since you were a child, I'm assuming, and or young adult. But how long have you been performing the music that you write?
Well, my dad was in a band growing up.
So, okay.
It started off with me just kind of getting up and singing a song or two with him.
Right.
And then when I moved here, I got really involved with my youth group at our church, and I just started singing from that point on.
Okay.
So pretty much every week I'm singing in some form, somewhere,
somehow. Yeah.
And then just lately I started kind of trying to get out in the community more. I just got to co-write and sing at the Arctic Winter Games opening ceremony.
Very cool.
Which is, like, really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And just recorded some 7 songs, so they're all coming out this year. Just been trying to get all the songs out because I had them tucked away for a while.
Okay, so the music industry is so different now. Mm-hmm. So explain this to me. So you've written 7 songs. Are you going to release them independently? Are you going to release them as an album? Like, how does that work now? Like, are you going to make videos and put them on YouTube? So what's your thought process here?
The last 12 months I've been doing a music course actually on just that, learning how to distribute your music, because it's not like it was when I did it 10 years ago and you just sold a CD.
Right.
They call it the waterfall effect. So essentially just posting one song, and then maybe a week or two later I post another element, like the lyric video and then the music video, and you kind of do that, and then you start over again with another song. And
right. So
it'll eventually, and then I'll release my next 3 clusters together as an EP. So I kind of have 2 EPs coming out this year, but I'm
right
about as singles for
now.
So I have a one that just came out on April 7th called First Love. Mm-hmm. And I actually worked with Matt Lorenz to do my music video. So that's coming out next week.
Very cool.
I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, those guys out of Shaw, they do amazing things. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So if anybody wanted to purchase one of the songs currently, mm-hmm, how do they go about doing that?
My handles on everywhere is Katie Williams Music. So you can find me on Instagram or wherever, YouTube. And I have a link tree where they can go in and just, mm-hmm, however they like to stream music. You can find me on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube,
okay,
all those places. It's anywhere you download music.
Now, as an artist, like, we have our content on a bunch of different platforms, but from a music standpoint, if you're putting it on Spotify, like, obviously there's some monetization. Is that a process that you were able to figure out on your own, or did you have to get professional help to figure out, like, hey, how do I not just, like, create an account so I can listen, but create an account for an artist? Because I know for us it was a nightmare.
Yeah. It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a lot of YouTubing in the beginning. So it was last year I tried out one distributor because there's a bunch of them.
Right.
I went through Ditto Music. It was okay, but they put my song on the wrong person, and it was just kind of different things because there's another Katie Williams out there.
Okay.
So that was interesting. They fixed it. So I tested one of my older songs on there.
Yeah.
Because originally, back when I released my last one, it wasn't that difficult to get on iTunes.
Right.
But yeah, so I kind of learned all that. So I had to make an artist profile for, Spotify for iTunes, but they taught me that in the course.
Right.
And then I went through a publisher for my latest release, so they did all of the work for me.
Nice.
But my next ones, I'm going to be going through DistroKid to do it myself. So
okay.
I feel like it's, now that I know, I think I could do it myself. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, it's a lot of work. A lot of copywriting. You got to be a member of SoCan, like more administration work than people understand.
Yeah.
Trying to get music out there.
Right.
That is probably more time consuming, I think, than actually writing. Yeah, it takes a lot of time. And just keeping up on your social media.
Too. Yeah.
It's been an interesting, that was something they taught me last year. Just, you know, putting yourself out there so mm-hmm. people even know that you have music.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, oh, Tanner tapped his phone already. All right. Tanner tapping the phone means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. Okay. Now, before we jump into that, though, we're going to throw it to our sponsor, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, Carrie, thank you so much. We appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max any minute.
All righty, question number one for you today. What is one place or stage you hope to perform one day?
Oh, wow. Well, the most place I ever see is my church. But I have a dream that I would love to open up or even, like, lead worship with, like, some of my favorite singers. Might not ever happen, but it's pretty cool. I think it would be neat to... I've sang on big stages in the past for different things, so it is a lot of fun because you have, like... music's louder, you just feel the bass more, it's a lot of fun. I would say, like, my favorite, one of my favorite artists is Carrie Jobe, so I think it would be really neat to sing with her.
Yeah. There we go.
Question number two, what has been your favorite part of creating an EP?
Oh, okay. I love recording. I love mapping out the song and kind of seeing what it's going to become. But recording for me is just, it's so much fun. It's, you get to just really make it come to life what's been in your head for months and months and months. And you get to work with people maybe that you've never met before, but they just catch the vision. It's been really cool. And I love the travel part. I got to travel to Austin, Texas to record some of my stuff.
Cool.
Question number three. What is your go-to way to celebrate a good gig?
Food. Probably food would be my go-to for a lot of stuff.
What food?
Nachos. That's my favorite, I would have to say, hands down.
Okay. Yeah.
Question number four. If you could have anyone feature on one of your songs, who would you want it to be?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard one. I would have to say, probably Carrie Jobe. She's just got a good heart.
And your final question. What has been your favorite moment singing?
Arctic Winter Games was pretty awesome. I got to say, walking up on the stage and seeing everybody there and just the cheering and the hype was, like, fun because I'm not used to that setting.
Mm-hmm.
And just the camaraderie between all of us was just a lot of fun. And I've gotten to sing just on a sunny morning. Sometimes those moments are more special than anything. So, different settings, but, lots of moments. I don't think I could pick just one.
There we go.
And those have been your five questions.
All right, so you moved here when you were 12 years old, so that means you went to high school here.
I'm a Merck girl.
Merck girl, yeah. Boom. Thank you, another check in my category.
Class of 03.
Thank you. There we go, I love it. Okay, good. Now, when it comes to nachos, what kind of nachos are we talking about?
So I'm very picky about, I've tried them a lot of places. I make my own, but okay. My favorite ones are just Boston pizzas, and I sub out the salsa and sour cream for cactus dip.
Okay.
And barbecue chicken has to go on it.
I find the thing about Boston pizza when it comes to nachos and or pizza, you can't categorize, they're in their own category mm-hmm. because they're good and they're better than like everybody else's. Mm-hmm. It's like a different type, my favorite place, hands down, in Fort McMurray, Joma's Pizza. But Boston's pizza is just, it's different, and
gold,
I don't know.
Standard.
It is yeah. the gold standard. Yeah. And same with their nachos. Like when you get a Boston pizza nacho, you're just like, this is a banger. Yeah. Yeah.
If I have a night out without the kids or if there's a babysitter, my husband and I choose nachos every time.
Yeah. They're so good. Do you get chicken, beef, or nothing?
We do the barbecue chicken, extra cheese, no jalapenos or olives. But you got to do the cactus dip. It just changes your life.
I'm going to try. I've never tried that before. I've had the cactus dip, but I've never tried it with the nachos. Okay. How many kids you got?
I have 2 girls, 10 and 6.
Okay. You're a busy lady then.
Very busy. I run my own company, and then I have kids and doing the music on the other on the side, which is a whole other job.
Yeah.
I'm very involved with my kids' school and my church. So.
Yeah. So you said before, and I can't believe we didn't talk about it yet, but it's faith-based music.
Yes.
So explain that definition to me, please.
So essentially, it's Christian music. I have a real heart to just share my own experiences and testimonies and prayers that I've gone through, and just put a melody to it. And,
right. Okay.
So you could call it inspiration music. Some people call it that.
Right.
I feel like when I sing, I want to share a message that's important to me, and I don't. It's fun to sing a song too. I love like, you know, because I'm happy. Like those ones are fun. Like,
that's right.
But to me, I'm very intentional because I feel like I have a message that I want to share with people. Whether it's just, you know, you're going through a hard time,
right,
and that song's going to pull you through, kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
songs
yeah.
do that to me, and yeah. I just feel like that's kind of what I'm called to do.
Okay. So now, when it comes to faith-based music, in that, let's call it a genre, can you have other genres like folk, maybe R&B?
Yeah.
Or like, how does that totally. All...
Have you never heard Christian rap?
There's rap, there's gospel, there's contemporary, there's indie. Well, I'm indie, I guess. But
yeah.
There's, oh my goodness, there's it's endless.
Okay.
It's just like normal music, except you're singing about something different, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, but Christian rap is really good. Actually, I listen to a lot of that. There's hard rock in Christian
okay.
music.
Okay.
There's Christian metal.
Yeah, there yeah. is. Yeah.
Like, you know, like yeah. heavy metal. Like,
yeah.
There's a Christian version of that. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so, like, I've heard of it, but I've never listened to any of it. Yeah. Where do the songs get played the most? Like, it's like I'm old. I'm really old. So, it wasn't on much music back in the day. So, like, where do you, and I know we have Chaos Radio here. So, I'm assuming some of the music may be played there, but. How can people digest that content? Because I've been to church numerous times, and I've been to, I'm a Catholic, but I've been to Christian church as well. It's not like they're putting your CD on during the sermon. So how do people digest, and where do they find that content?
YouTube's a huge resource for a lot of singer-songwriters.
Right.
It's just a great place. You can just type it in. In our phones. Like,
okay.
I listen to that a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
Kind of just, if you like that, this all the time, or songs from all the time, or songs from friends. Sundays, we're always singing songs. We're always singing songs. In
yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge. Yeah. Because
yeah.
it's a huge.
So it's yeah. trying to figure out that. It's yeah. trying to figure out that balance. Whereas most people's pursuit for tasting at times, you know, everybody kind of wants a little of that, but.
Right.
But it's an interesting.
Right.
But it's an interesting balance. I guess.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But it's really good. It's lots of variety. Lots
yeah.
of variety.
Lots yeah. of so, but we are out of time. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Awesome. Well, I would love for everybody to come find me on any social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Katie Williams Music. And on Spotify, you'll find my new release called First Love. It just came out. I have a music video coming out next week, so you'll want to follow me so you know when that's going to be happening. Cool. And then I have 2 more releases coming out real soon.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There we go.